to hour number three of the weekly Rosie on the House radio broadcast, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 27 years. To join the conversation, you call in at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you, no matter what radio station you're listening to us on. That is your universal toll-free call-in. 1-888-767-4348. This 9 o'clock hour, our third hour of broadcast, we cover anything and everything you, the Arizona homeowner, calls in about. It is the open line hour. So whatever you're working on is what we will be talking about. You can also now text in a brand new feature to Rosie on the House, 411-923. That's it. Six letters, 411-923. You have 120 character limit, so keep it short and sweet. But also do include your name and your town or zip code. That way we at least know the elevation, a proximity of where you're communicating to us from. That changes drastically for building practices and elevation. And it also, there are topics that, you know, we may get 12 plumbing questions at once, so we'll at least, you'll know if we're addressing your question or not. The typical for saying, well, that wasn't what I asked. Well, we weren't talking to you because you didn't put your name on it. So make sure you include your name if you text in and your zip code or city. That's 411-923. This Saturday is the first Saturday of December, and now it takes 3 years, I read, officially to start a tradition, and this is our sixth year in Prescott. So this is our new Christmas tradition here at Rosie on the House. We are here for the Prescott's 61st Courthouse Lighting and 33rd Christmas Parade. It's a great event that happens
first Saturday of every December.
And today, the parade starts at 1, so we'll be off the air, wrapped up, packed up, and great seats here at the Jersey Lily Saloon, the only balcony on Whiskey Road to watch the parade. And then at about dark, around 6 o'clock, everyone gathers at the Courthouse Square on the north side. They have the reading of the Christmas story. They sing some Christmas carols, and there's a countdown, and they light up the Courthouse Square. It's a wonderful time and a wonderful place in Arizona's official Christmas city.
Just wanted to give a round of applause to Jersey Lily for helping to raise the funds for those lights. They're quite pricey, and so far they're up to $30,000 towards the lighting of the Christmas trees.
Well, Tommy Meredith just walked in behind you, so we'll get him on here in a little bit to talk a little bit about the effort they've done. But first, we've got a special guest. The mayor always joins us in this hour, but we have a new mayor here in Prescott. Kirkendall has retired, stepped down. Did he even run again? No, he was done.
Three terms.
you can see him today in the parade.
He was at his limit. He'll be the grand marshal in the parade today. We have Harry Olberg in from, now, you, by Arizona standards, you got here when you were two. So you're a native.
That's great.
But you didn't come from very far. The family came in from Colorado as cowpunchers.
Correctly.
Share with us your story, because it's an interesting one.
Well, basically, my dad came over from Sweden in 27 and worked in Colorado at a ranch for a while. And he thought it was so cold up there, just like Sweden, so he decided to come down to Prescott. And so he punched cows down here for a number of ranches around here. Old man Perkins out of Perkinsville, up into the 50s. But he went to the Second World War from Prescott. He was he originally tried to sign up, but he said he was too old, and a year later they drafted him. So he was made a medic, and he went over to England, where he met my mom in a hospital there. She was an Army, U.S. Army nurse. They got married in Belgium, and then after the war, his unit came back, and he was released in California and came back to Prescott. And my mom went on in with the occupation forces. And so she was in Germany for about 3 or 4 months before she came home. So he continued to call up to South Dakota to find out if she'd come back yet and been released. So when she finally did come back, he went up and picked her up, and they stopped just for a visit in Colorado. So they asked him to stay there and work for a couple of years, so he did. So I was born there, and then we came down here when I was two. So I was raised in Prescott, This is my hometown. I graduated from high school here, and then later on I got drafted out of here, too, for the Vietnam War.
And talk about your service. I was reading the resume online, and it's a time commitment to sit down and start reading through your resume.
Right. Well, basically, I had 33 years in the military, Army. I was a helicopter pilot, and when my hearing got so bad from the high-frequency sounds, they put me in tanks.
Because that's a lot better.
Yeah, that was real good. That
go from one steel box to another one.
Yeah. So I had a very interesting career. I worked at the Pentagon for the last 9 years, and I was in charge of a $1.5 billion budget providing equipment and supplies for our soldiers that were going to Vietnam or going to Afghanistan, Iraq.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know how you say thank you enough for that kind of dedication. And you've now returned to Prescott,
right.
Looking to slow down. No, not at all. You're now the mayor, which is a very demanding job no matter what town you're in. Sometimes it seems like the smaller the town, the more demand because everyone seems to think that they know you and you know everyone. And a big city, you can easily get lost in the crowd and find your seclusion. A smaller town, I think, is probably a larger commitment as a mayor.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of great citizens here. I've had many, many people come up and say, what can they do to help Prescott? They'd like to help in many different ways. And so we're very fortunate in that regard, and I'm looking forward to working with many of the citizens here on a lot of the issues that we have.
So this is your 10th day in office now?
Yes.
How's your accomplishments going?
Well, we've had a couple of council meetings, and they went well, so I guess I'd have to say we're making progress.
Well, you're obviously a problem solver with a plan, so I anticipate this time next year you'll have a lot to tell us.
Yes, I think we're working on a number of key areas, particularly with the legislature. We're hoping that we can get some movement there. We're trying to also increase economic development in the area, so I hope next year I can give you a lot more information on that.
Now, the terrain of Prescott, very hilly. You have a lot of national forest around, so the growth opportunity for population isn't so much in the town. It kind of goes back to what that sprawl. You've got Chino. You can still develop a lot of Prescott Valley. So your population growth, you're kind of limited. What do you look at then for economic growth when you're kind of I don't know how much of undeveloped Prescott is there. Maybe 20% of the land you still have opportunity for commercial and residential growth on?
Yeah, basically we're landlocked on the west and south due to national forest. To the east we have the Yavapai Indian Reservation and, of course, Prescott Valley. So the way we're going to probably grow is to the north. We have quite a bit of room to the north all the way out to the airport and beyond. So that's where we'll see most of the growth in the next few years.
And what are the big industries for Prescott?
Well, we're hoping to get a biomass industry started here where we try and reduce the load of trees in the forest and utilize the product for either building material or even, the chips that could be used in stoves and stuff of that nature. We're looking at light industry coming in. We've had everything from call centers to light manufacturing, prosthetics, things of that nature. So that's where what we want to do is make sure that we don't have water-intensive industries because, we do have a water situation here that we have to be aware of at all times.
Very good. And being someone who graduated from Prescott High School, I know some of the people live up here, and it's funny, we work all over the state. And you've got every town has its downtown. Tucson has its downtown. Phoenix has its downtown. And some of our partners up here say, I never go down. I avoid downtown Prescott. And it's so funny to me because it's from a lot of the other places. But, if this is where you work and your reference, we don't go downtown. That's too touristy. Did y'all ever come downtown for the Christmas tree lighting back in the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, sure. Sure. We have increased our tourism, but at the same time, I think Prescott's downtown is very unique. We have Whiskey Row. We have a great courthouse plaza. I know it's brought in a lot of people. I have people come here to visit me, and they love coming downtown and seeing the Whiskey Row and the courthouse. And we also have some great museums here. We have the Phippen Museum, Smoke Eye, the Charlotte Hall Museum. So there's a lot of history here.
And I'm not familiar with Smoke Eye.
Well, Smoke Eye was basically started by, can't remember the lady's name now.
That's okay.
Charlotte Hall.
Oh.
Yeah, should have remembered that from the museum. It basically, she wanted to try and have some emphasis in understanding the native populations that were here back, you know, before the, I guess the Westerners got here. Way to say it.
Wide eye. I'll say it for you.
Well, people are always very welcoming here. You never have to worry about feeling like you're an outsider.
Yeah.
You know, they just welcome you right in.
Yeah.
Which is unique. A lot of, there are some towns in Arizona where it's, if you're
you
from
feel like an
Phoenix,
outsider.
you're shunned. But a lot of people up here are, have been, you know, we've got, the owner, Jersey Lilly, I know he's graduated ASU and spent time growing up in the Phoenix market. And a lot of people, there's definitely a reliance on the economy, especially in the construction workload. And then you've got the towns in between Dewey and Humboldt and Black Canyon City, where a lot of your labor forces will live in between there and have to travel to the bigger areas for development. So it's not nearly you're one of those people. Like it's a bad thing. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. You can also text in at 411-923. And to answer Dave in Star Valley's question, who is concerned about Rosie, he is just fine. He's on a little vacation with a group of guys that he's pretty close with. They've kind of started an annual trip. They got a special invite to a private ranch in southern Arizona, so they're spending the weekend out.
Doesn't even have cell range. He's in hog heaven.
Out with their horses and their dogs, and they're doing their bird watching. So it's he is just fine. He'll be with us next Saturday, but until then, we're broadcasting live here at Jersey Lilly on Whiskey Row on the corner on the west side of Prescott on the Courthouse Square in Prescott, Arizona. Arizona's official Christmas city.